Hey everyone, and welcome back to Mattress Advisory. Before we really get going today, make sure you check the show notes for a sweet discount on the very mattress we're going to be talking about today.
Okay, so let's get cozy and chat about the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Lux Cooling Mattress. This mattress has been getting a lot of attention, especially with people who tend to sleep hot.
You know, it's interesting. This mattress isn't just about one thing like cooling. It really tries to hit on all the things we think about when we pick a new mattress. Like, is it safe? Is it going to help me sleep better? And will it last a long time?
Yeah, for sure. And the article we're looking at today from Mattress Advisory really digs into all of that. But I think for a lot of people, safety is a big one. So where did you land on that?
So the Aurora Lux has that CertiPUR US certification, which is a really big deal. It's more than just some label. This means that the foam has been seriously tested. Like, they check it for all kinds of things, like heavy metals and formaldehyde. And those phthalates, which off gas.
And can affect your air quality. And obviously no one wants to breathe that in when they're sleeping.
No, for sure not. And, you know, I've heard some scary stories about mattresses with strong chemical smells. So it's nice to know that they're thinking about that.
Yeah. And then there's also no fiberglass or chemical fire retardants, which, let's be honest, can be kind of iffy. Instead, they're using a natural wool fire barrier, which is just peace of mind. Especially if you have kids or are sensitive to those chemicals.
Okay, so safety check.
Yeah.
But let's be honest, the name kind of gives it away. Aurora Lux Cooling. I'm a hot sleeper, so tell me everything.
So they talk about that cool to the touch feeling. And it's not just marketing, it's the cover. It's got these cooling fibers woven in, so you get that instant cool feeling when you lie down. But the real star of the show is the hybrid design.
Oh, the hybrid. Those are really popular. Can you remind me what makes them special?
Sure, think of it this way. You get that pressure relief from foam. But you also get the breathability and support of coils. It's the best of both worlds. With the Aurora Lux, they use a special kind of polyfoam that has an open cell structure, which basically means air can flow through it so it doesn't trap heat like traditional memory foam. And then you add the coils, and it's like adding another layer of ventilation.
Okay, that makes sense. So you're not just sinking into a hot mess, you're actually getting some airflow. But don't a lot of mattresses say they're cooling? What makes the Aurora Lux different?
That's a great question. And you're right to be skeptical. The article actually says that a lot of hybrids are good at either cooling or support. The Aurora Lux seems to do both really well. They kind of found that sweet spot.
Interesting. So you get the cooling, but don't have to give up support. Tell me more about the support.
Well, the article talks about how all the layers work together. You've got those top layers of cooling foam, and then a layer of microcoils for targeted support and pressure relief. And then at the bottom, you have a layer of more sturdy coils for overall stability and making it last longer. They call it their hyperzone support system.
Hyperzones, huh? Sounds fancy. Is that just marketing or is it a real thing?
Honestly, it seems to be more than just a fancy name. They really seem to have thought about how to make all these different zones work together to support all the curves of your body. The article mentions that it's good for all sleeping positions.
Oh, that's good. I'm a side sleeper. And I know we can be picky. We need that pressure relief on our hips and shoulders. Okay, so it sounds like the Aurora Lux checks a lot of boxes. Safety, cooling, and support. What else jumped out at you?
You know, I was actually really impressed with all the little details. Like, they even considered the breathability to prevent mold and mildew. I don't think many people think about that. But it's important for a healthy sleep environment.
Wow, that's a great point. I never even thought about that. So it's not just keeping you cool, but also keeping the mattress itself fresh and clean. All right, I'm liking this more and more. But what about couples? Does it do well there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The article mentions excellent motion isolation because of the foam and those individually wrapped coils. So if you have a partner that moves around a lot at night, you probably won't feel it as much.
That's good. My partner is a pretty active sleeper.
Yeah.
And speaking of sharing a bed, what about edge support? No one wants to feel like they're rolling out of bed.
Totally. They actually say the Aurora Lux has really good edge support. You can use the whole mattress and not feel like you're going to fall off. It's a nice feature, especially if you like to stretch out or sit on the edge of the bed when you're getting ready.
So far, so good. But let's talk about the elephant in the room. This mattress is not cheap. The article said it's over $3,000 for a queen.
Yeah, that's true. It is a premium mattress. But it's important to remember you're paying for quality. All those certifications, the design, the safe materials, it adds up. Plus, you spend like a third of your life sleeping, so isn't your health and well-being worth it?
That's a good point. It's easy to just look at the price. But you're right, sleep is essential. And speaking of investing in a mattress, what about the warranty? Do they stand behind their product?
They do. The Aurora Luxe has a 10-year warranty, which is pretty good for mattresses.
Okay, that's good. And I assume there's a trial period, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They give you 120 nights to try it risk-free, so you have plenty of time to test it out at home and see if you really like it.
Okay, that's great. Take some of the pressure off knowing you can try it before you buy it. What else did they talk about in the article?
Let's see. Oh, they talked about the different firmness options. It comes in soft, medium, and firm, so you can find what's best for how you sleep.
That's helpful. Sounds like they're trying to appeal to a lot of different types of sleepers.
Exactly. And they also mention it's made in the USA, which I know is a big deal for some people.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm guessing they also said it's not flippable. You want to keep that cooling cover on top.
Yep. Oh, and they also highlighted all the positive reviews, which is always nice to see. And it gets delivered in a box, which is so convenient these days.
That is super convenient.
Yeah.
Especially with stairs or tight spaces. But I imagine you have to take good care of a mattress this nice. Did they say anything about that?
They did, and it's not complicated, thankfully. Things like making sure you have a good supportive base and rotating it every few months and using a mattress protector. Those simple things can really make it last longer, which is important since it's such an investment.
That makes sense. Just like anything else, take care of it and it'll take care of you. Okay, so we've covered a lot. But before we move on, who do you think this mattress is really perfect for? Based on the article, who should be rushing out to buy this?
Well, the article specifically calls out hot sleepers, anyone who needs pressure relief, couples, and anyone who's looking for a safe, eco-friendly option. But honestly, with all the features and firmness choices, I think it could be good for a lot of different people.
That's great to hear. So it's not just for a small group of people. Sounds like they were really trying to make a mattress. That could meet a lot of different needs.
Exactly. And that's something I really like about the Aurora Luxe. It's not just about one feature, one type of person. It's about making sure everyone has a good sleep experience.
I like that. Okay, well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. But before we go, don't forget to check out the show notes. We'll have a link to the full Mattress Advisory article so you can read all about it yourself. And of course, don't forget about that exclusive discount. You can thank us later.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
And now for a little something to think about. Since they talk so much about safety and cooling, how much do you think about those things when you're choosing a mattress? Let us know in the comments.
One thing that really stood out to me in the article was how much they focused on the connection between sleep and like your overall well-being.
Yeah, definitely. We talk about it all the time here. But it's good to be reminded. Sleep isn't just about feeling rested. It's really about our mental and physical health.
Exactly. It affects so many things. Your mood, energy levels, even your immune system and how well you think.
And I think we forget sometimes that our mattress can be a big part of that. It's not just a thing you have in your bedroom. It's really an investment in your health.
Totally. And the article made a good point. When you invest in a mattress that helps you sleep better, it can affect other areas of your life too. You're more likely to be productive and make good choices and just feel better overall when you're well rested.
I totally agree. It's crazy how much of a difference a good night's sleep can make. But speaking of good sleep, the article also talked about mattress care. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah. And luckily it's not that hard. But little things can really help your mattress last longer.
Like what?
Yep.
Give us the pro tips.
Well, first of all, you need a good base. Whether it's a platform or a slatted frame, just make sure it's sturdy. That'll help keep the mattress from sagging and losing its shape.
Okay, that makes sense. Support is key.
What else? Rotating your mattress every few months is a good habit. It helps to spread the wear and tear evenly, so you don't end up with those dips where you sleep.
Yeah, I'm guilty of forgetting to do that.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget, but it makes sense.
And of course, you need a good mattress protector. It's like a barrier against spills and stains and dust mites. Plus, it keeps the mattress cleaner, which goes back to preventing mold and mildew.
That's true. A protector is such a simple thing, but it can really make a difference. Any other tips?
Spot cleaning. Like if something spills, just blot it with a mild detergent and let it air dry. Don't use anything harsh.
Got it. Gentle and natural. Okay, so overall it sounds like the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe Cooling Mattress is a really good choice for anyone who wants a cool, comfortable, and safe place to sleep.
I think so. They really seem to have put a lot of thought into the design and the materials to make a mattress that can work for a lot of different people.
And even though the price might seem high at first, when you think about the quality and the technology and how it can affect your health and how you feel, it seems more like an investment than just a cost.
I agree. You can't put a price on a good night's sleep. And if the Aurora Luxe can give you that, it might be worth every penny.
I like that. So for everyone listening, if you want to learn more about the Aurora Luxe, make sure to check out the show notes. We'll have a link to the full mattress advisory article and, of course, that exclusive discount we talked about. You can thank us later.
Sweet dreams, everyone.
Now, before we go, let's think about something for a minute. They talked a lot about safety and cooling in the article. How important are those things to you when you're choosing a mattress? Let us know in the comments.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think everyone has their own things they look for in a mattress.
Yeah, totally. And it's funny how they can change over time. Like, I used to just want the softest mattress I could find. But now support and cooling are way more important to me.
Yeah, it's interesting how our needs change, but that's why these deep dives are so helpful. It's not about telling you what's best. It's about giving you the information so you can figure out what's best for you.
Exactly. The best mattress is the one that helps you sleep best.
I like that.
All right, so that's going to wrap up our look at the Brooklyn Bedding Aurora Luxe Cooling Mattress. Big thanks to our expert for walking us through everything and for everyone listening. Don't forget to check out the show notes for a link to that full mattress advisory article we talked about and that exclusive discount we mentioned. All right, sweet dreams, everyone.